children hurting deeply inside at this time. There are many of your children bereaved at this time. And only to you, Lord God, can tender what they may be experiencing. We ask of you to lift up the sick so that they may be able to move about in their daily lives. We ask of you to touch the hearts of those who are hurting inside. We ask of you to comfort and lift up those who have lost loved ones. But we ask of you, most importantly, to order our steps. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being able to approach you with our life circumstances. We know that you already know everything about us, from the first hair on the top of our heads until the last earthly breath. We honor you. We honor your word. You have told us to call upon you, so we're here. We're here. Faithfully asking and thanking you in advance because you have told us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. Now, as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear a portion of your word, from one of your faithful servants, we ask of you to give her a ready recollection of what she studied in order to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We pray that all on this call will be focused on hearing your truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl, for approaching the song, Holy Throne of Grace, on our behalf. And next we will have the prison ministry salute by yours truly. Matthew 25 and 36 says, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. The Lady Prayer Warriors prison ministry has two parts. This ministry is a ministry that teaches those in prison the gospel. It helps to encourage them, to uplift them. Also, the second part of the ministry, we take time to keep our sisters encouraged, and we do this through phone calls, through letters, by sending out cards, and the cards are goodwill cards, or saying, I'm praying for you, I'm thinking of you. Sometimes we might even send a birthday card. The cards and the texts and the phone calls is a reminder to let them know we're thinking of them, and we want to show them some love. I got a call, sisters, from Sister Ruth Kemp on September the 4th, and it was a wonderful and a great surprise. He gave me some insights on how to talk to a close family member who I'm trying to teach the gospel. And one of the things she said was, remember that God will guide you. You just pray that her heart is open, and you don't get discouraged, and you continue to let your light shine. That brought me so much joy. I had a smile on my face all day long, just thinking that she thought enough of me to call me. See, sisters, that's what we do as part of this ministry. We take time to call our sisters, to check on them, to send them a card, to text them. And I am so glad that she took time for me. And I know that when you receive a card from us or a text from us or a call from us, I'm hoping that that puts a smile on your face. It cheers you up. Let you know we're praying for you and we're thinking of you and we're here for you.
Yes.
That is what we do, and I am blessed to be a part of this ministry. If you want to be a part of this ministry, you can contact our admin, Sister Jan C. Goosby, on being a part of this ministry. And if you have a loved one or a friend who's incarcerated, please give us their information so we can write to them. Now, as of September, we have sent out 86 cards, made contacts and phone calls with 86 contacts. Thank you, sister. Next, we will have our scripture by Sister Sharaka Milton.
Hello, sisters. Thank you for hosting, Sister Lisa. Sister Marcia Allen, please put in your code I was trying to send Sister Lisa a message. Please put in your code. Sister Marcia Allen, put in your code. All right, sisters, tonight our scripture will be taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 from the NIV version. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Again, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Sisters, I've read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. May the Lord add a blessing to all those who obey his holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Taraka, for those scriptures, for the scripture for this evening. And next we will have a song of praise by Sister Marcia Allen.
The more I trust in guiding in the values you have. His sweet love he gave me, he didn't forsake me, but neither is the day to buy. Oh, we got sweeter and the days to come. My Lord got sweeter as the moments fly. He got richer, cooler, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. He got sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Yes. The more I trust him, the more I trust him, that he on the throne is denied. His sweet love he gave me, he didn't forsake me. He got sweeter as the days go by. Oh, he got sweeter as the days go by. My Lord got sweeter as the moment lies. He got sweeter, 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 sweeter. He got sweeter, sweeter, sweeter.
My Lord got
sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. As the days go by, as the
days go by.
And thank you, Sister Marcia Allen, for singing for us. And now we will have introduction of speaker by Sister Taraka Melton.
All right. The moment we've all been waiting for, it just might be you. Well, this sister came to one of our retreats here in Atlanta, and our team, we was getting ready to go to Haiti, and we were short, needed some support, financial support, for different things that, you know, we needed. I needed to go over and take care of, you know, as we go and try to offer some help, some aid to our Haitian brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is so pertinent right now because of everything that is going on with our Haitian brothers and sisters and Haiti people in general as we watch the border and all the different things that are going on. But nevertheless, we were gearing up for our mission trip and needing, you know, different funds for different things. And this sister stood up and hooked us up so that we would have enough money to go to Haiti. So that is a testament of her giving spirit and her love for God's people and to serve. This sister is from San Francisco, but she's been in Texas for over 15 years. She's been a child of God since the age of 15. She is currently a member of the Airport Freeway Church of Christ in Euless, Texas. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. She is a former graduate or alumni of Southwestern Christian College. She is married to Emmett Wills Sr. of 34 years. They have 6 children and 5 1/3 grandchildren. She really got to explain that to me so I can see what that means. Her favorite scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of a sound mind. One of Sister Deborah's treasured talents is encouraging others, and that is a fact. She called me Soul Sister, and I just love that. She's the only person that say that with so much spunk. She's just really, really an amazing business owner as well, working her Mary Kay consultancy. Get your products, get your makeup on from her. Big shout out to her company. But most of all, she's a beautiful sister in Christ. She is a lady prayer warrior, true through and through, and supports all the time. So I present to you none other than Sister Deborah Wills.
Thank you, Shiraka. Thank you. That 1/3 is my daughter-in-law is pregnant now, so she's expecting. That's where the 5 1/3 came from.
Oh, I was like, what?
I appreciate it. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the blessing of a brand new day that was not promised. I ask you to please forgive me of my sins so that my prayer and this lesson will be acceptable in your sight. I ask that you bless me this evening with the words I speak will be encouraging to those on the line. Help us to grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually while we're on this journey of life. We love you. We need you. We praise your blessed name for it. In Jesus' precious name, I ask it all. Amen. I'd like to thank any first-time callers. Please accept this open invitation to the Lady Prayer Warriors Thursday night prayer call and Friday night Bible series. Just know that the person that invited you has shown you their love and care for you by inviting you to such events as this. And from the bottom of a grateful heart, I'd like to thank the admins for their encouragement. Thank you for our gracious host, Sister McIntyre, Sister Cheryl Anderson for that powerful opening prayer, Sister Marcia Allen for the beautiful song, and Sister Shiraka for those beautiful words of introduction and scripture reading. I appreciate it. And Sister Elizabeth Francis in advance of our closing prayer. Throughout this lesson, you may hear me say, we, us, or ours. And before I get started, I feel compelled to quote one of our admins when I say, this lesson is as much for me as it is for you. My lesson pulls from Proverbs 1:5, as was read. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. That's King James. Another version reads, why a wise person will listen and continue to learn. An understanding person will gain direction. Our subject, when will we listen? When I first heard this, I immediately thought of someone else besides myself. Is that not always the way? I thought of Jonah. God told Jonah to go, and Jonah ran in the opposite direction. Oh, yes, he heard God, but he tried to run from God. When Jonah ended up in the belly of a great fish, oh, now he wants to listen and be heard. I'm sure we all can recall situations where we didn't listen to sound advice and paid the price for not doing so. My father used to say, y'all gonna listen to me one way or the other. And we found out that the other way was usually at the end of a bell. Point being, we didn't listen at the time. You tell your child, don't touch. And 9 times out of 10, they won't listen. But whether they continue to reach or withdraw their hand, they're acting on what they heard. Why not touch? Because what they are reaching for will hurt them. The confirmation of our ability to listen is when we act on what we've heard. Our Father God tells us to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Our actions to what we've heard should be to pray and give thanks. Why? Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why? Because if we don't, what we're reaching for will hurt us. When will we listen? Sisters, listening is a skill, a learned skill. Psalms 25:4-5 says, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and all my hope is in you all day long. What is our guide? Where do we find those truths? The Bible. Our basic instructions before leaving Earth, and I'll get back to that in a minute. Listening involves paying attention to what we're hearing or reading, requiring attentiveness and concentration. Do you know listening is not just with our ears, but with our heart? The psalmist said, chapter 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. We must be careful what we're listening to and to whom we're listening. 1 John 4:1 says, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of false teachings loose in the world. The Jews searched the scriptures daily to see if what Paul and Silas were teaching were true. Acts 17:11. During this pandemic, a lot of things we used to do face-to-face, many of us do by Zoom or Facebook Live. Some teachers give verbal instruction. Much depends on how well we listen. Sometimes the information is given too fast to write down, so we try to retain. How did that work? What a blessing it is to have God's written words so we can study and reference. When we hear what thus says the Lord, what a blessing to be able to search the scriptures to determine if it is so. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you don't believe what you hear because you don't trust who or what you're listening to. If you can't trust our Lord, who came down from the comforts of heaven, who did no wrong, but suffered at the hands of jealous and envious men, our God who bled and died for the sinful people, but rose on the third day to show his power to the undeserving, if you can't trust our God, who can you trust? Man? Sinful, self-centered, carnal-minded man? Put your trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Is your path in life pivoting a little crooked? Are you trying to take this journey alone? Imagine how very crooked our lives and paths would be if we chose to do things our own way. Wouldn't you like to have? Or couldn't you benefit from direction? Can you hear God over in Jeremiah 29:11-13 say where he said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you can call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. When will we listen? Of all the blessings we gain by listening and talking and walking, there's a comfort in knowing that when we speak to God by prayer, that he listens to us. Are we listening to his response, for his response? His answers come in the form of the path he lays before us and in his word. Take a moment and think about how much we would miss out when we don't listen. Can you honestly be content when you know you've missed out on God's promise to never leave you or forsake you, Hebrews 13:5, to bear your burdens, in Psalms 55:22, to direct your path, Proverbs 3, blessing our coming in and going out, Deuteronomy 28:6, strengthening us where we can give us his peace, John 14:27. When we listen to God, what God has to say through his word, through study, it not only builds faith. God's word strengthens the process of our vocabulary, our thought process and our vocabulary. Matthew 15:10, when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles the man. So someone mistreated you at the job, you ran into a Karen at the grocery store. Do you do unto them what they do to you? Do you curse at them or pray for them? It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. When will we listen? America's print and broadcast journalist, Germaine Kent, said it quite well. She said, you become what you digest into your spirit. Whatever you think about, focus on, read about, talk about, you're going to attract more of it into your life. Make sure they're all positive. Sounds a lot like Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. All a result of listening. When will we listen? When I was a preteen, there was an older brother in our congregation that loved to hear God's word. During some of those Sunday sermons, he would literally jump up out of his seat and shout, listen, Sharon, listen. I would smile and just look at him because we were all sitting in the same auditorium listening to the same sermon. As I got older, I realized he was trying to encourage us to listen, not just hear the message. Have you experienced a feel-good message and the next day you could barely remember what you heard? Some of these issues may be age-related, but hear my heart when I say that maybe we weren't listening. We didn't search scripture or act on what we heard. Our blessed sisters deliver soul-stirring lessons to us every Friday night, lessons from God's word and their personal life experiences. We give them props and kudos and words of encouragement. But what do you do for yourself to gain additional spiritual strength after we say goodnight? 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Listen, search, find wisdom, seek understanding. Give instruction to the wise man, and he will still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning, Proverbs 9:9. Proverbs 2 reads, my son, if you accept my word and store up my commandments within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight or cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Searching leads to wisdom, and wisdom imparts well-being. Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, don't forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Were you aware that not listening can affect more than just you? Let me repeat that. Were you aware that not listening can affect more than just you? As a teen, my mother would go to work, and because I was the oldest, I had to watch my younger siblings. Mom told my 10-year-old brother not to slide down the hill on cardboard. There's a street at the bottom of the hill, and cars coming over the hill would not be able to see him if he stopped. Well, you guessed it. What happened? He didn't listen. Just as he landed in the street, a car came over the hill, and my brother T-boned the car with his body and landed under the car. I heard a thump and ran to the car only to see his face kissing the rear tire. God blessed him so the car didn't run over his head. When my mom got to the hospital, she didn't say a word to me. She just gave me that look. You know the look. Because my brother didn't listen, I was punished. I reiterate, our not listening can affect others besides ourselves. In Exodus, Pharaoh wouldn't listen to God's message through Moses, and it took 10 different acts of God for him to follow direction, and then only after the death of his only son. In Numbers 20, after the people of Israel arrived in the wilderness, they started complaining about the lack of water for themselves and their cattle. God instructed Moses to speak to the rock, and it will provide water they needed. But Moses got the big head and struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Not once, but twice. This one act prevented Moses from crossing to the land God promised he to give. Side note, Aaron was with Moses and heard God to give the instructions to Moses. Moses struck the rock, yet both he and Aaron were denied leadership into the promised land. Remember Adam and Eve in the garden? God told Adam not to eat the fruit. Adam told Eve, and neither one of them listened to God. And all of us are affected by this today. Not listening can affect not just ourselves. When will we listen? As we grow and walk in God's word, our life may be the only Bible some may ever experience. Does our walk reflect the TV soaps, reality shows, music and videos on YouTube and TikTok? Is that what we're listening to? Colossians 3:16-17 tells us how our walk and talk should be demonstrated. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Our walk and talk could result in someone else's salvation, even your own. When we're going to listen? Even the first step in obtaining salvation says to listen. Romans 10:17. So when faith comes through hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sisters, I realize how repetitive I've been tonight. And he picks up on the overall theme. Listen, learn, apply, grow, live, walk. It's like following your favorite recipe. If you don't follow directions verbally or written, you will not get the results you want. James 1:22-25 reads, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Have you ever heard people say that kids don't come with instructions? Well, I beg to differ. We all do. It's called the Bible. Sisters, God's word is our instructions and guidelines for salvation. Again, basic instructions before leaving earth. Listening and living God's word gives us spiritual strength, faith, and trust. We must trust in the instructor. God gave us and continues to give us instructions for daily living on this time side of life. He also tells us to trust him. John 15:9-11 reads, as the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Don't you want God's joy in you? Don't you want to be like Psalms 85:8? I want to hear what God the Lord says because he promises peace to his people, to his godly ones. In times such as this, wouldn't you enjoy God's promise of peace? Don't you want your joy to be complete? Are you listening? Should there be any one of you who don't have a relationship with God wanting for the confidence of the one who listens to us, who we should be listening to? There's an invitation of 5 simple requirements for salvation. First, you must learn about Jesus Christ, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and how he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This is the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Second step is believing in Jesus Christ as God's son, Hebrews 11:6. With just truth, you repent of your past sins, Acts 2:38, and you confess that new belief that Jesus Christ is God's son, Matthew 10:32. The final step is baptism in water for the remission, the washing away of your sins, Acts 2:38. That is when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is God's promise to you. Have you ever seen a bumper sticker that reads, read your Bible, free gift inside? How right it is. That gift is something that no amount of money could buy. Salvation. Hebrews 6:23. Completing these acts means you have become God's possession and a member of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And then keep listening and start walking. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Sue, thank you, Deborah, for a wonderful lesson. Now we will have a closing prayer by Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis.
Good night again, sisters. Thank you so much for this lovely lesson. Let's bow. Sovereign God, Almighty Father, thank you so much, God, for this opportunity again to come before you. Father, I thank you so much for the lessons that were spoken tonight by Sister Sharka and Sister Lisa. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to guide us as we grow in your word. Help us, Lord, not just to just listen, but that we put them into practice. Father God, I thank you so much, God, for your mercy and your grace. And I thank you so much, God, for this a lovely program that we have tonight. I pray, dear Lord, that you forgive us of all our sins, God, knowingly and unknowingly. And I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless our families, be those who are sick, be those who are suffering from COVID, be those who are having financial difficulties. Father, I pray for those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. And I pray, dear Lord, that you build our children and our family and that you bless every single one that is on the line tonight. I pray for those who are visiting for the first time. I pray that they'll come back again to listen and that they, Lord, will be inspired and that they will leave tonight feeling refreshed. Father, be with us tonight as we go our separate way. I pray, dear Lord, that you protect us throughout the night and that we, Lord, will continue to grow in our walk with you. And that we, Lord, take the time out, Lord, to pray more to you, Lord, and to listen to your words and to apply it to our life, God, so that we can be able, God, to be better sisters for you. Father God, I love you so much. Thank you so much, God, for Jesus. And it's to your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth, for